Clare FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Welcome back to the programme. Let's talk a little bit of space, shall we?
Who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on Mars?
Had to bring in a bit of Bowie in this one. There may not be life as we know it on Mars, but that doesn't rule out the possibility that it could be somewhere else in the universe. And this week, a significant, well, potentially significant discovery, which even adds to that possibility. David Moore is on the line from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us. Tell us what's happened.
Well, NASA have been running a mission called the Kepler Space Telescope. And it's a special mission dedicated to staring continuously at about 200,000 stars. And if one of them winks even ever so slightly, it can be an indication that a planet going around that star has gone in front of the star, dropped perhaps only a few percent or a fraction of a percent of the light, but given away the fact that it has a planet orbiting it.
Okay.
And this has been an extremely successful mission. They've logged now 4,000 of those 200,000 stars that they can detect planets on. And I think just over half of those have had their planets confirmed by independent observations on the ground to make sure it wasn't something else, a spot on the star or random fluctuation or something like that. So we're currently standing between the space mission and all the ground-based telescopes that are doing this. It's something like 3,500 confirmed planets. And they're very hard to see going around their stars. And this announcement lists a new batch that have been confirmed, and 10 of them are Earth-like. That is, they're about the size of the Earth, and they're far enough from their star that liquid water should exist on their surface. And we think wherever there's water, you're almost certainly going to get life, based on how we think it started here on Earth. That's the big news. 10 new Earths are out there.
Okay, so it's that 10 new Earths are out there. So, you know, the obvious question, does that mean that there are 10 other civilizations out there? Or how possible is it that even on one of those planets there's some form of intelligent life?
And that's the big question. If I knew that, I'd be picking up the Nobel Prize at the moment. And so would the scientists involved. But what we do know is this, and that's that we can only look at nearby stars to try and detect planets. Try to think of it like this. It's roughly on akin to trying to see moths buzzing around a streetlight in Dublin as viewed from Cork. And that's the scale of the problem. You need good equipment to do that. Cutting edge, the very best human civilization can produce with modern day technology. But we can do it. But remember, there are streetlights in New York. And in the scale of the universe, there are streetlights on the moon and all around our own solar system, and we need incredible equipment to see that. But what we can do is do statistics. And if you say that 200,000 stars have 4,000 planets that we can detect, they probably all have planets, because with this system, they have to be in line with us, and most of them wouldn't be. And so we do think actually there's probably more planets in the universe than there are stars. And we think a good number of those, a decent fraction, certainly in the several percentage mark, so they're not rare, are Earth-like. And that means the conditions for life are abundant out there in the universe. Now, confirming that life, even if it's just simple bug life, and remember, even the simplest bacteria has got DNA similar to ours, and there's 3 billion pairs of molecules in each strand of DNA. So one bacteria is an incredibly complicated organism compared to normal things in the universe, just single atoms floating around in space. So that's a highly structured form of matter, life, if you like.
Yeah.
Whether it evolves into intelligent life, that's almost a totally different question, because think what happened on the Earth. We're fairly sure 5 billion years ago-ish, when the Earth and Sun were formed, that life got started pretty soon after that. It doesn't take much for the chemistry, apparently, to build up in complexity to produce life. But it took 4 billion years to produce intelligent life from that simple life. And maybe there's some stumbling blocks along the way that we don't quite understand. And although the universe may be teeming with simple life, intelligent life may be extremely rare. And we certainly don't see any evidence for it yet, despite the billionaires who are pumping millions into this every year.
And that's one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, is how extensive or how seriously how serious is the search for life on other planets? I mean, this is NASA, so everybody is familiar, but NASA, we know that it's coming from a very reputable agency. But you know, how to what extent are we really trying to find ET?
Well, the experts in the field, and so these are serious professors in serious universities, these are not crackpots. These are people who have got good sound science behind them. It's worth saying that because you hear a lot of crazy stuff going on, especially the internet. But the serious scientists are saying in our lifetime, they expect that we will be reading front page newspaper headlines, alien intelligent life found. And that's a profound statement because it means we won't be alone. These civilizations could be millions of years, maybe even billions of years ahead of us. And look what we've done in the last 100 years with our technology. What will our technology look like in another 100 years, 1,000 years, million years, billion years? Unimaginable is the Greek answer.
If we're still
so
around.
We don't know what these civilizations are going to be like. But the best minds who work in this field professionally think we are going to find intelligent life in our lifetime. And in fact, you say this NASA Planet is funded by NASA. It is, and it's relatively straightforward science. You're looking for planets. Life is a bit more complicated than that. Mm. But in the 90s, NASA funded the search to really ramp up looking for radio signals from intelligent life. Congress hated the idea, cut their budget, and then private investors have come in at much lower levels of funding to try and continue the search. And there are now lots of computer systems attached to radio receivers that are listening to billions of frequencies nonstop, trying to find an alien signal amongst all the noise coming in from space. And they're the ones that think that they'll find it within decades rather than centuries. But the NASA program, had it continued its funding, its granddaddy of all this area, Professor Frank Drake, who invented the Drake equation, he said when NASA funded this in the 90s, within a decade, they would find intelligent life. I remember reading that press notice from NASA and saying, is this April the 1st it's been released? Or has Frank Drake finally lost the plot? But no, other people believe this as well. So, you know, we're always ready to hold our front page in Strong Island magazine for this big story. And it's going to be so exciting when it happens. There's always a chance it won't happen, that we are alone. But most people don't believe that.
It's when, not if, you're suggesting then.
Yeah, when we find these radio signals. There have been a few false alarms recently, so we could be getting very close. It's going to be life-changing. I mean, it'll be like discovering that the Earth was round, not flat. It'll be like, you know, Columbus discovering the Americas. It's a day that will go down in history.
That's undeniable. Is it a day that, I guess to bring it back finally then to what we've been talking about, is it a day that seems more likely then because of what has been found and what has been discovered? I mean, a lot of it, I get the sense a lot of it is confirming what was suspected already, basically. But at the same time, that's still confirmation.
It's one of the building blocks. In fact, this is probably the foundation of the house, in that if there weren't planets out there, if our solar system was somehow unique and formed for some crazy reason that we didn't understand, then there wouldn't be the places for life to get started. But we now know the universe is teeming with places for life to get started, very much as we expected from computer simulations of how gas and dust clouds fall together to make stars and planets. And we're refining that all the time. The kind of planets we can find are sort of exotic ones with modern technology. Earth-like planets are fairly small and they're difficult to detect. If you could just have infinite money and just fly to these star systems and look around and see what's there, that'd be the easy way of doing it. But unfortunately, we have to develop these special tricks of watching planets pass in front of stars, doing it from space. There's no twinkling that you get on the Earth. And there are plans to build other telescopes that will be able to see these planets directly. And in fact, in our own magazine, we've had stories over the years of a few planets that are far enough away from the star that you can actually see the planets going around them. They're very rare and they're very difficult to see, but we do have actual pictures of planets orbiting other stars and all this indirect evidence like Kepler has produced. And there's another way of watching the wobbles of stars that gives away the fact that they have planets orbiting them. So we have all these techniques now that are working well, and the tally is going up by a few hundred every year. And there are more space missions planned as well. So we can more or less say we now know there's all the planets out there. We're characterizing how common they are now. So the life people, they've got all the materials, information they need. They just need to find the radio signals.
Okay. David, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
All the very best. David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. We'll give you our competition question in 2 minutes' time.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.